The serious business of troublemaking. The best kind of trouble is the trouble you create for yourself. There is no limit to how elaborate of a problem you can invent. Relativity and contrast play a very important role here. The lower you are and the higher you aim, the more it is worth the trouble. It is safe to say that a nice, comfortable bed with an electric blanket on a quiet and sleepy afternoon is a pretty good low. A pretty good height to reach is either 10 miles by foot or 1,500 miles by car, where it usually involves a beach somewhere. Moreover, you need a team deadline, a snooze button, a soon-to-end semester, and an ungrateful team where you did all the work, and maybe a few bullies. Oh, and your coworker whispering, "Why did she get a raise? She doesn't know anything." Emphasizing, "She doesn't know." While not perfect, this is a really good start, and erasing the deadline from its existence is a sweet, sweet cherry on top. There are two more things you could use. A handful of ungrateful friends and a really well thought out backpack and a large solar charger you can hang on the back. See, you are not just headed for Key West and back. I'm sure you will stop at all the antique stores and hopefully pawn shops, as they have good stuff too. A good pawn shop somewhere down in Florida or by an ocean is sure to have a cheap wetsuit. It is a little known fact that they aid in buoyancy. It is like wrapping yourself in a wee little boat. I think it is really important to consider stopping by the highway accessible state parks. They are usually there because something beautiful is going on. You never know what you will find. It could be a little lake, maybe enormous dunes. It could be a hill with a historic watchtower or a lookout. Or it could be a stable with horses. Personally, I think it is really disrespectful for a man to sit on a poor animal of any kind. But I suppose it could be okay for a woman. And you certainly don't want to realize, come your golden age, that you never rode a horse, and yet you always knew that you were kind of a cowgirl at heart. Now, you see what I'm saying. You go from a warm and cozy blanket on a lazy afternoon, facing an ugly week, to wondering how to make the damn animal stop galloping because now you are in the middle of the woods. An hour later, as you lead your equine friend back, it won't be just that your soul and heart are filling with beauty, but somehow you will also gain a sense of how irrelevant your deadline was. How nearly falling from your new spirit animal and soulmate combined to repair your perspective. It is never enough to merely dump indoctrination and repair misconceptions. There is also a kind of a fog of war that lulls you into a life that, frankly, you already made too many compromises for. In real life, you do things out of love. In the other kind of life, you do compromises. And do that long enough, and you will find yourself hardly noticing that you are walking a stranger's road, and that ain't good. Eventually, you pat and pet your horse, give the caretaker a smile, and stop at the next park. The more stops you make, the more you will heal, and the faster you will catch up with growing up. You can almost feel it in your hands. They will feel empty without a journal. Now, let me just pause here for a second and remind you that you are removing unimportant things from your life. Be good to your journal. Failing that, get a second one, as the first one won't last long at all. Don't make the same mistake I did. I bought this beautiful letter-bound thing and figured, why don't I use a pencil at first? Just to be sure that I'm doing the right thing. Smart, right? It took me hours to try to erase the pages, and most of them still had annoying little bits of letters on it. Treat your journal like a friend and speak in wee little bits. If you want to speak at length, do what I'm doing. Give advice. Make a little audio file and put it on the internet. But be careful, because healing will make it so that you will want to erase it, because it will sound dumb to you after a bit. But that's only because you are growing really, really quickly, catching up. Others still need the simpler thoughts that get them started. A lot of people will stay in bed. They will meet the deadline, and that snooze button will slowly turn their joy of life off. There is still hope for them. Maybe their boss will be super crazy and super mean, and hopefully then she could come around and tell them, "Hey, you will never get a raise again." That could still snap them out of it. But if the boss is not fully crazed, you are their last hope. The trouble you go through to learn to jog or try to hit every state park without really caring too much for actually making it to the Key West, as all end of the road towns are tourist traps. So it's true what they say, that it is the journey, not the destination. Except maybe for those six-toed cats that Ernest Hemingway left behind in his Key West home. Very few things will surprise you with independence. And a cat, probably capable of grasping tools, is one of them. Yeah, all the trouble, all the little pit stops and furry or main discoveries serve as a call to health. To all those who are almost ready for it, but not quite there. No human should lead the life of a house cat. We are very, very dynamic, and doing beautiful and unusual things helps us stay healthy. One time, I camped next to a couple that brought their 2-year-old to a hiking site. It was clearly the husband's idea. The wife was very angry, and the kid was crying a little bit. It was a nice try, but they needed more vacations and more babysitters. And not just camping, but jogging, trail running, and a plan to visit all the famous lighthouses around Michigan. I am sure that she loved the trouble of camping when they started dating. Now, the inconvenience of it all was making the poor lady angry out of the storm of stress that she was under. I am certain that she was blaming herself for it and thinking of herself as just that kind of a person, but nobody is angry like that. Between the three of them, they had everything in the universe, except the trouble was so overwhelming and the fog of war so thick that this clearly mighty and courageous mom was only racing forward to get stuff done. They stayed the weekend, but they needed at least 3 weeks, if not 3 months. They needed to stop racing forward. They needed more adventures, more inconvenience, more troublemaking, as I call it. That woman in particular struck me as someone who needed to run the Western States 100. She had the power for it. No, she had the soul for it. She emanated the manna that bespoke that the standard marathons needed to qualify for Western states meant nothing to her. It was just a blistering formality. Anyway, still a glorious couple, and their little one will surely grow up to be an adventurer. Aside from a raccoon I named Friday, using his cute little hands to soil my hot dog buns, that week brought another mighty being, this time a teenage boy. His father passed away, and he pushed himself too far. The psychologist put him on permanent medication. I had the great honor of speaking to him. He told me he slept in fields and ditches, but he had his sister or mom looking out for him. He was a powerful troublemaker. I told him we need to take care of ourselves. Our bodies need vitamins, electrolytes. Our minds need whatever they need.
There's no such thing as crazy. You just went through a lot in life. It was your life that got crazy, I said to him.
1,000 miles on a bicycle, which according to my maps requires a little trip to Canada and a ferry, is all the proof needed that this kid was really special. I returned to my camp, and a day or two later, a shadowy figure visited him, his mom, probably. And without me paying attention, I've noticed it was a slow and mighty and very heavy and very wise conversation. Knowing he was well, I hope he continued his bicycling, at least to the Upper Peninsula. Though there was a ferry nearby, so maybe he was headed for Chicago. If so, I hope they both went. See, here is a child well on his way to become a great being. He was learning wisdom, and all he needed was a backpack, a bicycle, and 1,000 miles of road. Troublemaking is no joke. It is an art, and it is medicine worthy of great heroes. If you, my dear reader, get stuck or stung or scared or get stuck in a fog of war, know that it is not a time to try harder and push harder. And let me tell you, without mincing words, because you are absolutely irreplaceable. And what you think your flaws are, aren't. They are not flaws. This is your uniqueness. You will only exist once in the universe. And though you can rain wrath precisely like a god, you also need to pace yourself. The best kind of a warrior is a laughing philosopher, not a berserker. That's too easy. Be an artist. It is a huge part of the art of living to quit blaming yourself for being angry or getting ill or clumsy or never finishing anything you start or never finding the right person. You are not angry. There is nothing wrong with you. You just took on so much weight and made so many compromises that there is no time left for you to be yourself. I know it sounds awful when I say something as simple, go ride a bicycle or a horse, or give the campsite raccoons so much anxiety that they start clawing their way into nice people's backpacks. But that is how it works. The way out of fog of war must be simple so that you have no trouble taking that route. No one is asking you to drop out of school permanently. You're not going to be homeless. You will find a better job. You only need to say the truth to your next employer. Your mental health and your joy of life and a balanced existence is critical to a healthy existence.
Just because someone can lay down their sanity and life to meet a deadline whilst kissing ass and never asking for a raise, it does not mean anybody healthy will ever try, nor should they. If principals or teachers or management or anything gets crazy on you, don't quit. Just don't comply, because doing so will hurt you. Just take a vacation, because your mental and physical health is more important than anything else, period. If you are still not hearing this, if you are still not ready to not to sacrifice yourself, let me say this. There's a lot of people out there who, like that mighty teenager, do have a breaking point that will scare the bejesus out of a shrink who is all too happy to prescribe something for a long period of time. Your self-compassion, your dignity, and your beauty, and the power that your laughter, your foolishness, your silliness, your mischievousness, and above all your giggles exert on the universe that surrounds you is too important to us all for you to keep walking that path. You are irreplaceable. And when you rise and choose to share your stories, you will build roads for others to follow. By not putting up with what is hurting you, you actually make the whole universe a better place by becoming a beacon of sanity for those who will hear of your adventures. Returning to school or job with this dignity and integrity of mind will change the way people treat you. Not just your confidence, but your wisdom and strength and balance will alter your body language. Stressed people and relaxed people give off different behavioral clues. People, including those in charge of budgets, can read that very easily. Terrible people who lack compassion are everywhere. Sometimes stressed out people will be abused with more stress just because they keep taking it on, and perhaps can be used as a fall guy. Things get supremely complicated in ways that we can't always understand. For example, the reason why someone loses their 4.0 may have nothing to do with their performance, but with the teacher giving out too many A's in the previous semester, and now just trying to average things out with the people who never complain, so that the dean doesn't come around complaining that his class is sticking out. It doesn't matter if it's high school or college or what used to be a dream job. There are unethical, fake it until you make it people covering their asses everywhere. It is a tragedy that someone like that should become a reason behind someone's years of suffering. And these are simple examples I'm making up here. In real life, there is no understanding of all the motives as people who never grew up constantly interact with each other to do less and get more. Troublemaking is just a light-hearted way of leaving all that crazy noise behind and regaining your own beauty and strengths, and all for the world around you. Give yourself some trouble that actually makes you better for a change. Now listen to me carefully. If the path that you are walking on feels wrong, you need to begin preparing an adventure backpack. A very special Monday is coming around. Your clock will go off just like always, but this time it will die with a sad whimper as you slowly and deliberately unplug it from the wall and return to sleep, not worried about your deadline, job, or school, but simply knowing full well that they don't matter anymore, because your well-being and beauty is infinitely more important than get into your car or on a bus and set a direction for sunny weather. Drive, fly, just go. And do not wait to create your rules of adventure. Do it as soon as possible. When your health returns to you, you'll know exactly where you are going. And schools will always take you back, and jobs that hurt you are not worthy of your concern at all. Don't make plans about the rest of your life until you catch up where you need to be and become wiser as you think things through. And finally, if you don't like the idea of troublemaking, then between you and I, let us call it love of life.